Today, we continue our series, The Big Reset. It's a look at how the Puget Sound region has emerged from the recession. One of the job fields that many thought was supposed to be recession-proof was nursing. In fact, over the last few years, nursing schools around the country have seen a jump in enrollment. Many students were hoping to get in on what was supposed to be a growing healthcare sector. But instead, new graduates found a tough job market. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna introduces us to one West Seattle man who tried to switch careers and break into the healthcare field.
Ross McGilvray likes to keep busy. He usually has a few projects going at once. One of them is in the garage of his West Seattle home. He's rebuilding the engine of a motorcycle.
This is a project that I started probably about 6 years ago, and it just kind of went into the back corner of the garage when work got crazy and then suddenly was faced with having to go back to school.
McGilvray had to table the project as he went through some life changes over the past 4 years, starting with his career. McGilvray is 37 years old. For a decade, he was a mechanic and shop supervisor. He switched jobs and worked for a road construction company as a service manager. Then the economy tanked. He was downsized out of a job. He could have gone back to working as a mechanic, but by then he was ready for a career change. Like hundreds of people in the Puget Sound region, he chose nursing.
There are some interesting parallels between the world of nursing and the world of, mechanics and diagnostics. I find that cars require an understanding of all the individual systems that are required for them to function properly. And nursing is much the same way.
McGilvray had a window into the nursing life. His wife is a nurse practitioner. He saw how the profession provided a good work-life balance. That was important because of life change number two.
So right about the time that we decided that nursing was going to be my goal, we also found out that we were expecting our first child, which was actually intended and planned. It was the career change that was the unexpected part. So
McGilvray's career path mirrors a national trend. Many analysts had been predicting job growth in healthcare in the coming decades. Enrollment in nursing schools around the country surged soon after the recession hit. In 2011, more than 200,000 people applied for baccalaureate and advanced degrees in nursing. Nursing schools were so swamped that they had to turn down more than 75,000 qualified applicants. But the projections didn't quite pan out as expected. Instead, new graduates faced a tough job market. McGilvray got an inkling of that through a friend who was ahead of him in the program. She struggled to find work in Denver, her hometown.
Because she wanted to work in emergency medicine, she cast her net wider and wider and wider, and eventually ended up taking a two-year contract in Nome, Alaska.
The job market in the Puget Sound region was just as tough. So what happened? For some time, the industry had projected a nursing shortage because a large volume of aging nurses were preparing to leave the workforce. But instead, many decided to put their retirement plans on hold.
When the economy dipped, clearly people hung on to their jobs, decided, well, I'll just go another year, maybe another 2 years. I'll wait till this picks back up.
Charlene Tachibana is chief nursing officer at Virginia Mason Medical Center in Seattle. She says now that the economy is picking up, nurses who had planned to retire are in fact leaving or cutting back their hours. It may not seem like it, but demand for nurses is picking up.
We believe that there will be more people receiving care. First of all, the population is aging, which puts more people into needs for care. But then the Affordable Care Act will likely bring more uninsured or underinsured people into the care systems.
Hospitals make up about half of the job market in healthcare, but they're not the only places that need nurses. Tachibana says there's also a growing demand in clinics. The looming question is whether there'll be enough nurses down the road. No, says Linda Tiemann, executive director of the Washington Center for Nursing. Tiemann's organization keeps track of the state's nursing workforce.
We've lagged behind, and that's because of the economic situation in our state where the schools have not been able to expand their capacity. They're at capacity and have been for quite a while, even though, ironically, some of their graduates are struggling right now today to find jobs.
Tiemann says demand for nurses will pick up even more, starting in 2015, when the next wave of nurses retire, the same time more patients are coming into the system. Tiemann has this advice to new graduates.
I would say don't despair.
Tiemann says the perfect job may not be there at first, but there are other options.
Take a job where you can learn from other nurses the art of being a nurse. You won't learn it working out in other industries. You'll only learn it from working with nurses.
Let's get started with our huddle. If everyone can gather around day shift, night shift.
It's 7 in the evening. The nurses on the 9th floor at Virginia Mason Medical Center are changing shifts. The shift change starts with a team huddle, so nurses from the day shift can share patient information with nurses working the night shift.
Day shift, let's talk about fall risks. Call out if you have any fall risks at this time. 75.2 is a fall risk. 67 is a fall risk.
This is the telemetry unit where patients transition from the ICU or from the emergency room. It's also Ross McGilvray's unit, his first job out of nursing school. He graduated in August last year. McGilvray says it took about 7 months of searching before he was hired. In the meantime, he went back to working on cars.
I was lucky in that I still had that great connection with the shop I used to work at on cars years ago. And I contacted them and said, this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find work as a nurse after graduating. Do you need some help at the shop in the meantime? And they were very gracious and said yes.
McGilvray says he wanted to find work that would lead toward his career goal, to be a flight nurse. He says that will require specific skill sets in different areas of medicine.
Pediatric intensive care and regular intensive care and emergency medicine and cardiac monitoring and progressive care. So I needed to find a position that would start ticking off those boxes so that somewhere down the road I may be qualified to do that goal.
McGilvray works the night shift in the telemetry unit. It's a tough schedule, and the work can be intense but rewarding. And he enjoys every moment of it.
I love interacting with people. And sometimes nursing is as simple as being present with a person as they're going through a difficult time.
Looking back, McGilvray says the transition has been well worth it. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.
Tomorrow, our series, The Big Reset, turns from healthcare to aerospace. We'll take a look at what the future holds for one of our state's largest employers, Boeing. That's coming up tomorrow. You can check out more stories from our series at KUOW.org.